it's sort of a follow-on to the last question. And once again, so I've always understood that, and if you look at the maps over there, that New England is one big happy family when it comes to power, and it's one New England grid. And therefore, even though I hear a lot that the power is going to those rich people in Connecticut, you know, that in fact, you know, if it's one big grid, isn't it for all of us? And wouldn't it theoretically save me money on my power bill? Because I have a hot tub and I could really use some help. Tell you.
I think there's no definite answer to that yet, because one of the elusive questions around the hydro, around the Northern Pass projects has been, okay, well, what are you actually going to charge me for the power? What's the price to New England for the power that's coming in? I think it's fair to say, and other panelists can disagree with him, that things have changed considerably from when the project was first proposed. When the project was first proposed, 2.5 years, well, it's been on drawing boards for a while, but 2.5 years ago when it really started coming to the forefront, the concept was the power coming out of the Northern Pass project would be priced somewhat below the wholesale price of electricity, in large measure because the clearing price for electricity is set by the price of natural gas. As a consequence of major shale gas finds and other things that have lowered the price of natural gas in the United States, but primarily as it affects the cost of electricity in New England, most people now generally agree that electricity created from natural gas is probably less expensive than the power that's coming out of the Northern Pass projects. Part of that is you have to guess what the price is going to be, because nobody's put a price tag on it. So there was a study rolled out in October of 10 from the Northern Pass project, which suggested that the price of the electricity, they stopped saying less inexpensive or cheap and started calling it competitive. It's an important distinction because I think they want people to think that it's cheaper to heat your hot tub with power from Canada than it is from gas from Pennsylvania, but probably not necessarily. So, yeah. So you have to guess what the price is going to be. There's a price to produce it in Canada. There's a price to transmit it to the New Hampshire border. There's a price to build a transmission facility, all to get it to Deerfield, where it will then be priced in the New England market. I have my doubts as to whether or not the project can be the new U.S. side of the project can be built for $1.1 billion that's being proposed. I don't know everyone involved in the on the development of the project, but at least the people I know at PSNH, most of the time when they build something, it ends up costing about twice as much as they said it was going to. So that's going to be a factor as well. But I'll leave it at that. I could go on all night about what I think the price of electricity is going to be from the project.